During last week's Plattsburgh City Council meeting, one councillor quizzed the mayor about developments in a lawsuit between the city and the neighboring town of Plattsburgh. Town Supervisor Michael Cashman says the town is countersuing the city regarding a payment in lieu of taxes dispute in which the city claims the town has not properly paid the city its fair share of Falcon Seaboard payments.
We are countersuing for approximately $1.5 million. In the 1992 agreement, it was really done with bullying tactics. Falcon Seaboard or Saranac Power, it's been under different names. That facility is in the town of Plattsburgh. You know, we were trying to be good neighbors back then because we were trying to bring jobs. We were trying to bring about natural gas to the region. And unfortunately, the mayor is using the same tactics by suing the town of Plattsburgh.
Back in 1992, the city was trying to annex the land. I don't believe that's come up at this point.
A number of things have come up, unfortunately. The mayor continues to invoke this term, creative solutions. We don't need creative solutions. We need the mayor. And at this point, it's the mayor's lawsuit. We need him to drop the lawsuit. Because we're not going to annex property, we're not going to do property switches, and we're not writing him a check. There is no standing for the city of Plattsburgh to receive any more money than they've already been receiving since the original agreement. The mayor is trying to find money where there isn't money. And the town of Plattsburgh has a responsibility to collaborate with all of the regional municipalities. We have great regional partners. We want to do shared services, but we won't be bullied.
During Memorial Day commemorations, you mentioned a project that you announced last year, a Battlefield Gateway project. What's the status of that?
We are working with the Clinton County American Legion Group. They just signed a contract with a group called Elon that will help us to begin the imagination stage, where we can do the visioning to bring about the Battlefield Commemorative Gateway that will capture the spirit of the American Revolution, the Battle of Plattsburgh, and then more modern day. The modern day portion will actually be a first of its kind Vietnam Memorial Park.
One of the more quirky items in the town, and for listeners unfamiliar with the town of Plattsburgh, there has been a very unique multi-story birdhouse on a very tall pole on a piece of property next to the busiest road in the area. Now, the property is being redeveloped, and for months, as the land was dug up, contractors worked around the birdhouse and left it up. It recently disappeared. Michael Cashman, what happened to it?
This beautiful birdhouse was erected approximately 100 years ago. And when they started clearing away the site, it just became much more visible. And people were very intrigued by it. It looked very historical because it was. We were going to try to take it down and have it refurbished and then actually anchored over at Town Hall. Unfortunately, it was just in such disrepair that when it came down from its pedestal, it wasn't salvageable.
Supervisor Cashman also says the towns of Plattsburgh and Ellenburg have received money from New York State to repair two abandoned mausoleums. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.